What's up, Goreheads, and welcome to Extreme Horror Replay Podcast. Bittersweet show here, because this will probably be the last show we do from this house.
God willing.
We are very much involved in the process of packing and moving, or trying to move. So, with any luck, the next show will be from our new house, new movie room. And, yeah, well, with any luck, that's where it'll be. So, but, for this one, it wasn't a gore fest, but, this one actually came on recommendation from our eldest daughter, Gabby. And that movie is American Mary from 2012. So American Mary, 6.3 on IMDb, directed by the Soska sisters, stars Catherine Isabel as Mary Mason and Antonio Cupo as Billy Barker. Not very original names. Well, straight off the bat, Nancy is here with me, because I did say this will be our last show, or from here anyway.
It could be our last show.
What did you think of the movie?
I thought it was pretty good. Not excellent, not bad.
Not deep in plot like you mentioned.
Yeah, it didn't have a very strong plot, but it was, I watched it from start to finish, so it held my attention,
and
which is not easy to do.
What plot it did have was, it was original, because I don't think I've ever seen a movie that tackles this kind of subject. Dead air.
I don't know if it was an original. Well, I guess let the listeners decide for themselves.
You know, you say that, but we never get any feedback.
Well, you act like that's my fault.
No, I'm not putting that on you, but we ask for feedback, and we've only gotten five reviews, and one of them was a one-star review, and they didn't even leave an explanation. They just gave us a one-star review, and maybe
they are not allowed to listen anymore.
They probably don't, but fuck them. We don't need one-star reviews. But
your opinion does not matter to me. They obviously do not have good taste.
Dying over here. So yeah, well, we're gonna get the paperwork out of the way first. If you want to leave us a review, that is very much welcome.
Give this douchebag that gave us a one-star review a run for his money, and let him know that we're not...
He's a super tool. Or she. We don't want to be gender specific.
I don't know who this is. Whoever, whatever this douche canoe is, has no business listening to my podcast.
Our podcast. You've berated me on putting only mine. If you want to leave us a review, that would be great.
If it's good.
You're
going to leave us a douche canoe review.
I'm not opposed.
You can just tap dance your on way to the next podcast.
I'm not opposed to somebody leaving us a one-star review, but I want to know why they didn't like it, because...
Yeah, leave an explanation.
We can't improve.
Coward.
So, yeah, right. if you want to leave us a review, please feel free to do that. I know Apple Podcast.
Tweet us on Facebook.
In between watching horror movies, we've also been watching Schitt's Creek, and that was
absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's a different kind of show. It's done by Eugene Levy. And Catherine, what's the wife?
It's Catherine O'Hara, but O'Hara. It's actually written by Eugene Levy and his son Daniel.
Yeah,
which is, it's hilarious. Love it.
So, which are the same people from the movie Best in Show and
Waiting for Guffman. Yep.
And then there was one other one, I think, but I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, but yeah, you'd know him if you saw him. He's got the caterpillar eyebrows. So, but, well, he was the dad on American Pie.
Yeah. Well, but, true comedy buffs will recognize him from Club Paradise, Armed and Dangerous.
Oh, damn, you're getting way out there. I've seen both, but that's like a long time ago, so.
I've loved him for a long time. He's great actor.
But so, yeah, leave us a review. We would appreciate it. And whether it's a one star or a four or five star, just tell us why you like it or don't like it. That way we can improve or continue to do what we're doing. And obviously, if you're listening to this, you know where to find us, but you can also help us out greatly by telling a friend, telling an enemy, tell your lover, your sister, boyfriend, girlfriend, mom and dad, whoever, that they can listen. And, you know, we don't have a Patreon.
Splash. He was also on Splash.
We don't have a Patreon, so we're not asking for money, but every listen that we get does give us, you know,
Dr. Kornbluth.
Jesus frick, that shut up. That was
his name.
So, but yeah, every time you listen and every time you hear an ad, no matter how monotonous and bad they are, we do get a very small piece of that advertising income. And when I say small, I mean, yeah, it's like a penny or a penny and a half per play. So the more you guys listen, the more sense we get. And but yeah, you know, you can tell all your acquaintances, your cohorts, your fellow goreheads to find us on Spotify, Anchor FM, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and, you know, Stitcher, and a number of others. But, so yeah, now we're going to kind of dive into this movie a little bit, now that we've gotten the paperwork out of the way and the Eugene Levy talk. But, so great again, actor. He's funny. Again, we're covering American Mary from 2012. It does have a 6.3 on IMDb.
It says here that you've been late on a payment. $364 should be enough.
What's the least that I could put on?
$364.
I quit med school today. That shouldn't come as a surprise to you.
What's this?
It's my resume.
No, you don't need it to work here, but it is nice to find out some of your dirty secrets.
Gotta be a doctor?
Surgeon.
Follow me.
What do I have to do?
Yeah, we prefer if Rat was not to die tonight.
You can put the bat down, Dr. Mason. I'm just a desperate woman looking for help.
What exactly does she want me to do?
Specialties, Dr. Grant. Have you ever heard of body modification? Do you think I'm crazy?
And, yeah, I mean, it was a good movie. There's not a ton of gore, but it was interesting. The plot was kind of thin, but I don't think I've seen a movie like this before that kind of follows this, storyline. And
well, okay, so let's just give a background of, I'm gonna do a gist of the storyline. She is a medical student.
Yes.
She gets invited to a very exclusive
swanky party.
Cocktail party that she knows that her medical student instructors are going to be hosting.
And she wants to fit in.
She wants to fit in. She goes. She ends up being raped by one of her
professors/surgeon.
Mentors, yeah. And so right then and there, she's already skating on thin ice as far as her grades go. So she, after that happens, she's so jaded, she decides to drop out of med school and decides to go into the underground world of body modification, scarification,
implants, voluntary amputations.
Yeah. What is it?
Tongue splitting.
Anything that you see in a sideshow, basically. Like the modern day sideshow where they have, you know.
Don't call them freaks.
They're not freaks. but they do the body modification with like the implants under the skin. And then when you say implants, that's what you.
Yeah, like the little plastic beads or the plastic or stainless
steel. Well, there's whatever. That lizard man that like has the implants under his skin to make it look like he has
like scales,
yeah,
bumps.
So that's what she decides to turn her talents toward, and she takes out her anger, her hostility for what happened to her, finds the guy that raped her, and uses her new talents on him. Spoiler alert.
And the show's over. All right, we'll see ya.
Well, that's just the gist. That's the gist of the storyline. You can go and do your
plot synopsis. As Nancy stated, Mary is a med student and she's short on money. So she's looking for ways to kind of make her money, and she's her phone's been shut off and everything like that, but
she's looking through this Craigslist sort of.
It's a Craigslist type.
Yeah. Classified ads, and she sees an ad that says, "No sex, but you make a bunch of money doing
$1,000 a week."
Yeah, massages and
erotic dancing at a gentleman's club. But the one thing I noticed, she's struggling on money, and her apartment was huge.
Yeah, what city does this take place in, do you know?
I don't think it says. I mean, it's a Canadian film, but I don't know that it gives an actual place.
Eugene Levy is also Canadian, just so you know. And Schitt's Creek is Canadian.
Yeah. All right. So,
but I know we have some Canadian listeners out there, so.
We do. I was just looking the other day. I think most of our Canadian listens are actually from Ontario, I want to say. Let's see if I can pull them up real quick. But anyway, so yeah, she is short on money. Her phone gets turned off. And let's see, Germany, United States, Germany, and Canada, and then the UK. But our Canadian listeners... So Mary is short on money, and as Nancy stated, she does start looking for a job on the classifieds, on the online classifieds, and she goes, and when she originally goes, she's thinking that she's gonna go to try and dance, you know, because $1,000 a week, you know, no sex involved, but
and she's got an okay body,
no hips. You said she had a butter face.
Well, those bangs do nothing for her, but...
So, hey, Ontario. Hey, Quebec. I don't know. Sorry. British Columbia, New Brunswick. But, yeah, our number one Canadian listeners are from Ontario.
Love those Windsor people. Hey, Sir Cedric's. Windsor.
The vast majority of our Canadian listeners come from Ottawa and then Toronto. And then Oakville, Stony Creek, Midland, Scarborough, Whitby, Mississauga, Ajax, Sault Ste. Marie. Oh, that's right. There is a Sault Ste. Marie, Canada. And
is there any Degrassi fans out there?
Oh, yeah, because Degrassi. Spock, $20 or whatever the hell it is.
Degrassi Junior High.
we are all over the place.
No, well, we in Michigan, we got the CBC.
Right.
So we were able to...
Yeah, I
watched Degrassi Junior High after school every day.
I didn't catch it until I met Nancy, because we didn't have cable. We just had... We were poor. We suck. I'm sorry. So anyway, yeah, she's at the dance club, the gentleman's club, and she kind of starts to do the striptease, or not the striptease, but the dance and the, what was it, erotic massage, I guess they called it.
Because you've never been to a gentleman's club before, right? You don't know anything that happens there.
Nope. And the one of the bouncers comes in and says they got some dude, and he's busted up pretty good. And they never really say what his ailment was.
Nice how you glossed over that.
I didn't gloss over anything. I answered your question.
Have you ever been to a gentleman's club?
No.
You're lying.
I'm not.
You are lying. You've been to two. You've been to one twice.
This was before we were married.
Yeah, but you said you've never been. I didn't say, have you been to one since we've been married? I asked if you've ever been.
Guys at work are busting my balls. But anyway, so...
Gloss over it again.
The guy comes in, he's busted up. It looked like he was missing an eye. And because Mary had brought in her resume or her CV... Go ahead.
Curriculum vitae, yeah.
The owner knows that she has some surgery skills or surgical skills, and he offers her $5,000 to fix this dude up, whatever his issue was. So she does it, and of course she's kind of like freaked out because, like, what the fuck, you know, I just came here to dance and massage, and now I'm doing surgery on busted up bouncers or whatever he was, and... Well, hey, you know, she made $5,000, like, in an hour. But the one thing I noticed was that the stack of $100 bills, because she's got, when she gets home, she throws the money down, and it looked like, I don't know, Will Ferrell, or did you see who?
Didn't notice.
Okay, well, it's definitely not Grant on the $100 bill, or is he on the 50?
Benjamin
Franklin. Is it Franklin? I don't know. We never have $100 bills in the house, so...
Don't they say it's all about the Benjamins?
Oh, yeah. So, okay, yeah. Franklin's supposed to be on the $100 bill. Well, whoever it was did not look like Benjamin Franklin. It looked like Will Ferrell. But
aren't they supposed to be in Canada? They have different currency.
But it was American currency. Anyway, so... So, of course, yeah, she's freaked out because of the surgery, and she gets a couple phone calls. And
she sleeps with a bat, which I thought was very melodramatic.
Well, she slept with a bat because she got the phone calls from Beatrice, who you don't know is Beatrice.
The Betty Boop.
Yeah.
Freakazoid.
So, yeah, she ends up falling asleep, and then when she wakes up, she's got, or there's a phone call on her phone, and... squeaky high voice, really annoying, and the voice on the phone asked her if she could meet with her to discuss her friend. And then you, as Nancy said, you come to find out that the person on the phone is named Beatrice, and I guess she's been heavily modded. Her face is like smushed, and
her face, it's supposed to look like she's had surgery to look like Betty Boop. And I'm assuming because she's doing a Betty Boop voice that that's supposed to be her...
alter ego?
Yeah.
Her persona? Anyway.
You know what she sounds like? Is a female version of Fats from Magic, the...
Yeah, I could see that.
The dummy.
I could hear that. Beatrice... finally comes in and asks her to mod her friend for $12,000.
Using the lingo.
Huh? Oh, mod?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's what it's called, isn't it?
I don't know.
And as it turns out, her friend wants Mary to actually cut off her nipples and close her vajayjay. Because she wants to be seen as a doll, kind of Barbie-ish, but she doesn't want all the pieces that go along with it.
Appealing to those with Barbie fetishes, possibly?
With, I don't know, weird something fetishes, but yeah, it's definitely weird. But, so yeah, Mary agrees to do it, and she collects her 12 grand and splits. It's at this point, Mary is in the hospital, and she's, as Nancy said, invited to the doctor party. She is drugged and raped by one of the professors, who is also a doctor. Mary goes back to the gentleman's club and offers $5,000 to kidnap the professor. And then professor's tied up now at Mary's apartment, and he's got this mouth. I don't even know what. I mean, it's a.
She like sewed a, his mouth shut.
Well, this is what, before she did all that. When he was on the table and he had that thing in
his mouth. It's like one of those things that like dentists use to. It's kind of like one of those mouth things that they use to do an impression.
It's like a mouth spreader.
I don't know what it is.
But anyway, so she explains to him that what she's going to do over the course of the next 14 hours is she's going to do some scarification, she's going to do some voluntary amputation, voluntary to her, not to him. She's going to
basically she's going to hone her skills on him.
Couldn't have said it better. And then she also tells the professor that she has quit medical school and she is now going to be a full-time modder. The Saska sisters now show up and they are they're acting Austrian or German or bad accent.
That was kind of unnecessary because twins are freaky. All by themselves.
You're a twin.
Exactly.
So,
I've had this conversation with many. I just had this conversation with a coworker. Twins are freaky. They're creepy. Yeah, I know. I am one. Yes. This is how I know. I'm not speaking like I'm not passing judgment on people. I'm speaking from personal experience. They're freaks.
But you never had that twin.
Yeah, yeah. There have been times that Noreen will say, "Did you have like a really weird feeling last night?" And it'll be like the same time that something weird happened to me. And then when we were 10, and I broke my arm, and she had a stomach ache the entire time I had the cast on my arm.
That was just too much candy.
What about the glasses?
What about the glasses?
We ordered the same glasses from Zenni.
Oh, that's just...
There's like hundreds of different glasses to choose from.
All right. Okay. Whatever.
Hey, excuse me, Mr. This always happens when I date twins. Do you remember that? Who was it that you liked first? I forget. Could you please remind our listeners who it was? Because I have such a horrible memory. Who was it that you liked first?
But I've never been to a gentleman's club.
Who was it that you liked first, my darling?
I only knew her first.
And then...
Really, we're going to bring this up? Fine. Briefly. I met Nancy's sister, twin sister, first. And in my inebriated?
You didn't...
I was stoned. In what would you call it, then?
Under the influence? I don't know.
In my influenced state of mind, I attempted to kiss her. And wait, then
kiss her? I thought you just wanted to date her. I didn't
She told you that all this.
No.
She said, I grabbed her face, remember? at the Battle of the Bands. But anyway, so then a week later, I met Nancy and totally forgot about Noreen because Nancy slipped me the tongue on our first date.
Totally forgot. That's why you called me Noreen.
Because you sound the same on the phone.
No, you were sitting next to me at my parents' house in the living room. You said, I wonder when Nancy's going to get home to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, yeah. We were watching Maverick.
Maverick? That movie sucks.
We were watching it. I remember exactly where the big screen TV was, and you said, isn't Nancy supposed to be home soon? And then you said, I mean, Noreen.
Whatever. Obviously, I was thinking about you.
You're the one I want to listen to beautiful music with.
We don't like the same kind of music.
All right, so, go ahead. Yeah, keep back explaining, man whore. Go on.
What? Keep explaining the movie, or?
Go ahead, yeah, keep going.
All right. Freak.
You love it. I am a freak. Proud of it.
So, yeah, the Saska sisters show up, and they're acting as, I don't know, Annie and Alice or some goofy shit like that. But anyway, so they want Mary to...
This is where we notice that they're... Well, I pointed out that there's always one wonky-looking twin. No offense, Noreen.
And they ask for a left-arm swap and something more, which I guess they wanted to make themselves look like demons or something. So Mary performs the surgery and she's paid handsomely for it. Mary now goes back to the professor who is hanging in a, I guess, storage unit or something. He has no legs or arms and
he's hanging by the skin of his back.
Yeah, he's suspended by the skin of his back with the hooks. His mouth has been sewed shut. He's got something.
I don't remember what was tattooed across his...
I think it said raper or liar or something like that.
I'm
like
so not a raper. I don't think it said raper.
I don't know. I couldn't see what it said. But a security guard shows up.
We need to get a soundbite thing so we can say
this. So, a security guard shows up and surprises Mary, and I actually counted this time. She hits him, it was 27 times, with either his billy club or his flashlight or something.
She whacked him with something.
Yeah, but yeah, she ends up killing him because she nailed him in the head 27 times with whatever this thing was.
Wow, Lizzie Borden on him.
But that was only one whack to the mother and two to the father, or vice versa. No.
Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her...
Oh, yeah, I guess it was. 40 whacks, yeah. But in real life, it was only like one or two.
I don't know.
But anyway, so...
Not some psycho. I don't remember this stuff.
Mary continues with her modding, and she's...
I'm a psycho.
She's
psycho.
Oh, my Lord. So, and now apparently she is kind of also a torturer for hire from the manager at the gentleman's club. Mary gets another call from Beatrice as a warning because she was... turns out that the girl that... kind of rewinding here, the girl that Mary took the nipples off and sewed her vajayjay shut was married, and when the husband came home from his business trip, he discovered this lady.
I thought that was one of her
Johns. No, that was her husband.
Oh.
And so it turns out he was a little bit pissed. So first he tracked down Beatrice, who was the Betty Boop, and he beat the shit out of her. And then, so Beatrice was able to call Mary and gave Mary a word of warning.
Yeah, the best warning she could because she was dying.
Mary comes back home from one of her modding trips and she's attacked in the home. She does kill the intruder, the husband, but not before she's stabbed. And then the cops arrive. Mary's dead. And the cops find a modding photo album that Mary has put together. And
shows pictures of the doctor. Yeah,
shows and pictures all the, of the professor.
All the shit that she's done to him. Him hanging from the suspension, whatever contraption that she put him on, and the lips sewn shut, and she had like an album
and
commemorating this.
Not only, it was supposed to be a catalog of things that she could do, and also it was a memorial something for the doctor, for the professor. But anyway, the cops find that Mary's dead, everybody's dead, and the credits roll. Pretty short show, pretty short movie.
Not a strong plot, but it kept our attention.
It's different. Like I said, I haven't seen anything like it before, so...
I wouldn't call it... You're making... Well, I feel like you think it's more innovative than I think it is, but that's fine.
Well, it's innovative in the fact that I don't think I've seen a plot...
No,
in this way.
I feel like a person's dream being jaded by something that happens, and then the dream skewing off into a different direction, that's kind of predictable. And I can't give any examples of where that's happened before, but I feel like it's a familiar concept.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah,
Reanimator. He was a medical student.
He was.
He was jaded.
Was he jaded, though, or was he just... I mean, he created the reagent.
Dr. Frankenstein?
The original Dr. Frankenstein?
Yeah.
I don't even know that one. I don't know why he did it, what he did, but...
I don't think it's a new concept where you have a dream of doing something, and that dream gets shattered, so that dream skews off into something sinister.
But, I mean, the body modification part of it is not something I've seen before
in a horror movie.
But okay, so what's your rating?
Not really groundbreaking.
No, I'm not saying
it's but it was an entertaining movie. All right, so I give this 6 out of 10.
See, that's where I'd put it, like a 6 or a 6.5 out of 10. It was entertaining, like Nancy said, it held our attention throughout the whole movie. It wasn't it wasn't a spectacular film. I would recommend seeing it if you haven't.
Yeah, it's definitely worth watching if you don't mind like a really strong like California accent. Cuz I feel like she had like a really strong California accent, and if you're not used to that.
I think she's from Canada too.
No, she talks like she's from...
Well, now we got to look it up.
She has like that, there's a very specific like out like Western United States accent.
Well, shall we see?
Yes, we shall.
Okay. Mary Mason was born in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Where was she raised?
Well, I don't know. Breaking into acting, MacGyver. I don't know where American audiences.
If she was on MacGyver, then she's lived in the United States and California for quite a while.
She was in the 2002 Carrie, Ginger Snaps 2. So she was in all the Ginger Snaps movies.
So she doesn't have a Canadian accent anymore. It's a California accent.
Well, she was born in Canada. But, it's an entertaining movie. I think it was different. I know, you know, Nancy and I differ on the whole jaded doctor thing, but I think just the fact that, you know, like with the modding and the stuff like that, I don't think has ever been seen. And
I'll give it props for being okay. Yeah, if it's a bad movie, I would say it absolutely sucked, because didn't we watch some movies that absolutely sucked.
Well, I mean, yeah, we're as honest as we can be about the movies, and but I give it props for originality and the fact that, yeah, I don't think I've ever seen anything that dealt with body modifications, but as you pointed out, there are tons of movies that have the doctors being thrown off course.
The general concept of
yeah
the plot.
So yeah, I give it a strong 6 out of 10, and Nancy gives it 6 out of 10. I would definitely recommend, you know, going out and watching it if it's something you haven't seen. There's not really a lot of blood and guts. It's pretty straightforward. There are, you know, a couple scenes that get kind of intense. Not really intense, but they're a little involved when it comes, like when she's got the professor, you know, on the table and she's, well, I can't even say injecting because she just sticks the hypodermic needles in.
They really don't go into, they imply a lot of the,
well, goriness. They don't do a lot of like the close-up details of the modding or anything like that. But, I would recommend it. I take from your answers that you recommend it as well.
Yeah, it's a good entertaining movie. If you're not, you know, trying to watch a movie to pick it apart, it'd be a good entertaining movie for a Friday night. Get a bowl of popcorn and watch it.
Popcorn movies, yeah. So, that's our recommendation. And that was, American Mary. So now we're going to go back to the paperwork real quick. You can catch us on Instagram at, and I did change the tag, it is now X, the letter X, HR _ podcast for Extreme Horror Replay Podcast. That's Instagram. You can find us on Twitter at Horror Replay. If you got a question, comment, email, anything, you can email us at extremehorrorreplay@gmail.com.
And please, if you want to give us 1 star, give us an explanation for it. Don't be a pussy and just give us 1 star and then just leave it at that.
And yeah, yes, 100%. I totally agree because yes, if you just give us 1 star and don't tell us why, we can't improve anything. If you want us to improve, if there's something you think we should do better, then tell us what it is. And even if you don't want to leave a review and you just want to DM us on Instagram or shoot an email or, I don't know, fucking blast us on Twitter.
Put a shit bomb on our porch, do something, but...
Joke's on you, we're going to be out of here in 2 weeks, so ha. But yeah, so we just, if you want to leave a review, but tell us why you like us or tell us why you hate us.
Throw a shit bomb on Ben's windshield. I don't even care. Just.
I'll take your van that day. And you can find us on.
You don't hate us.
All your favorite apps or your podcast apps. Anchor FM, Spotify.
I might do it. I don't know.
All right, I'm turning your mic off. So listen, tell your friends, because like we said, we don't have a Patreon, but every time you listen or every time you have a friend listen, we do get a penny or a penny and a half per play or whatever. So
Ben will take me out and take me someplace nice.
Yeah. I think we're up to $33 now. But
Taco Bell.
Yeah. I'll get you the big box meal.
Don't toy with me.
Big box meal with a drink.
Ooh. Shit bomb. Yeah.
Shit face.
Twat.
So we did, that was fun. This will be the last show from this house, unless we can find the time, in between packing and whatnot to get another one in before we leave. That's all we got for you this week. So thank you, Goreheads, and, we will, be talking to you later. So stay weird. And have a good week.
Bye, y'all.
You almost forgot. It's been that long.
No, I did not forget.